Once upon a time, far, far away from the known world, there was a land of unknown tales. A land where man and nature were still the same thing, a land of never-seen animals and forests, dazzling waterfalls and rivers, with so much gold and wealth any man would like to touch. And this land would be called Brazil. My name is Emerson Santos, and this is Brazil for Beginners. I could say it begins in the year 1500 with a travel of Portuguese sailors, but you know, it wouldn't be completely true. I could say Pedro Álvares Cabral is the name of the first discoverer of those lands, but it wouldn't be true. Brazilian history isn't just 500 years old. It actually begins when all the world's countries' history begins, 4.5 years ago. The age of the earth. But of course, we can make it simpler, so let's assume Brazil history starts when it had men here for the first time. And it would still be wrong to say that it begins 500 years ago, the very first time the human being has put its feet in Brazil was at least 20,000 years ago, probably came from North America. For many years, we believed that the Clovis culture was the oldest human settlement in the American continent. It was set in New Mexico, United States, and is 13,000 years old. But new discoveries have pointed to even older human tracks in South America, like Monteverde in Chile, at least 15,000 years old. And also Pedra Furada, a site in the Serra da Capivara National Park in Brazil, the oldest in Brazil, at least 20,000 years old. And this is the first trip recommendation I made to you. Visit Serra da Capivara in Brazil, it's amazing, beautiful, delightful. The shape of the rocks remember me in some way the Grand Canyon in the United States, but with more trees. But those findings in South America don't mean that the history of man in America started in South. No, it began in North America, but earlier than we imagined. First men in America came from Asia, through the Bering Strait. If you don't know what the Bering Strait is, I can tell you. If you ever played War, the board game, you know there is a connection between Vladivostok in Russia and Alaska in North America. This connection is the Bering Strait. It's not a land connection, it's just a narrow area between the North America and Russia, filled with the Pacific Ocean. And when we have a glacial area, it's covered by ice. Probably the first men in America came following the animals they hunted, like mammoths. Men follow food. First men in Brazil had to come from north. They crossed the Amazon forest and finally settled. Those things started, as I said, at least 20,000 years ago. The time has passed, and passed, and passed. And if you could meet a man from 20,000 years ago and a man from just 500 years ago in Brazil, we probably would realize they were not much different. I mean, of course, a lot of history happens in 19,000 and 500 years, a lot of culture is developed, a lot of religion. But in fact, if we talk about technology, men in Brazil never developed the high technology. I mean, I'm not talking about space rockets or electric cars, I'm talking about things such as wheels or modern weapons or even methodology or written language. Brazilian natives were less developed in technology than the Mayans or the Aztecs. But culture. A question has to be made. Why native Brazilians, as human beings, as the Egyptian or Roman or the European people, why they hadn't developed too much? Why they continued living in this Stone Age after so many years? In order to answer this question, we may know some things about those natives, who would be called Indians in the future and still today. First thing we have to know is that those people were not a singular group of native with the same religion, culture, or history. No, they were different from each other. just like we understand that a Japanese is different from a Canadian, from an Italian or an Australian. In Brazil, there were many nations, each one with its own peculiarities. Some of those groups still exist, defended by FUNAI, an organ of Brazilian government. So, those groups of Brazilian native were divided according to their language family. For example, Tupi, the most famous of those groups. But Tupi is a language family. Inside of Tupi, there is the Carijó and the Guarani. The Guarani is different from the Carijó. And inside any of those more restricted groups, like the Carijó and the Guarani, there are different tribes. Each tribe is like a nation, each one with its own rules. Second thing we have to know is that technology doesn't appear spontaneously. No, technology in human history came from necessity. So, if I live in a cold place, for example, I need warm clothes. If I live in a place with fast animals, I need faster weapons in order to eat. If I live far from my parents and people I love, thus I need a good internet connection. And those problems, those situations, generate need and seek for higher and higher technology. Wars in Mesopotamia and in Europe caused the need of good weapons like swords, the katana in Japan, the crossbow in England, and in some moments, the fire guns. Certainly, in a world where it could fly, we would never create wheels. And according to this fort, the lack of huge fights or a relatively stable political order permitted the Brazilian native to continue living in a considerable inertia for thousands of years. And that was how people lived here in 1500, in relative internal peace, low development of agriculture. Lots of small groups of native colored tribes from different ancestry that we can verify through their language. On April 21st, 1500, in somewhere the place we today call Salvador in Bahia, one of those natives looked to the sea and saw something he could never imagine, a huge ship. And the ship carried the future of those lands that would be called Brazil, but still that very day was called Pindorama.
Hi, I am Emerson Santos, the host of this podcast. My objective with this project is to spread more about Brazilian history and culture all over the world. If you are not a Brazilian, it's a great pleasure to me for having you here listening to this because you are the public I'm trying to reach. But if you are a Brazilian, feel free to follow our releases. You also can hear while you're practicing English. You enjoy what you've just heard? It's totally free and you'll continue being so. So consider visiting my Patreon page and supporting on my project. The link will be available on the resume. Thank you very much.